Hey there, quick editor's note as I'm going back through this podcast here, getting it ready for everybody. But we cannot do math. Good thing we are ice fishermen and we have something to fall back on because we are on season 5 of the Short Rod Show. And we go back and forth talking about season 4, so get a good chuckle out of that. But this is season 5 of the Short Rod Show coming up. Welcome to the Short Rod Show. You're talking with Ben.
And you got Brett.
Welcome aboard, everybody, to season...
Season four
of the Short Rod Show. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're happy to be here.
Man, I really thought it was season 5, actually.
Well, I was thinking back. I was like, dang, we didn't even...
Did we start in 2019?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
I guess it's only 2003, isn't it? Or 2023.
23? Yeah, but yeah. Season four.
Season four. Man. Yep.
Rolling right along down in the basement of the old Short Rod Show headquarters.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed we had to set up again this year. I thought maybe it was just left over. We just blew the dust off the mics and start back up from where we left off.
Yeah, the old pool table got cleared off for the kid's first birthday party. So
I mean, it made it almost the whole year. That was only, a week ago?
I know. It was real, real close. But what are we talking about today, Brett?
I think what we'll do is our standard introductions first. I mean, we still get a lot of new viewers. So just who we are, what we are, why do we do this podcast, things we hope you guys learn from us. And then we're going to do a little bit of rundown of what we've been up to this summer as far as fishing. And then we got each other a few 4-year anniversary gifts that I think we'll discuss there at the end.
Love it. That's awesome. That sounds good. Well, I'll let you kick it off with introductions.
Okay, so my name's Brett McCarter. Co-host here is Ben. And we just like to go ice fishing.
Yeah, I mean, we're two pretty normal dudes. We got families. We got real jobs.
Yep.
And we were always ice fishing together and just having a good old time talking about ice fishing. And people somehow think we're hilarious to listen to. So we had to make a podcast. So here we are, down in the basement.
There's some of that. And then also, from what I remember, when we first started doing it, one thing I really thought was like, misrepresented in the world of ice fishing are kind of like the southern ice fishermen. Like,
oh yeah,
your Nebraskas, your Iowas, your Illinois,
yep,
Ohio. You get out into some of like the more like kind of the edge ice where maybe you only have a month or two of ice fishermen or of ice fishing, but you're certainly ice fishing and you enjoy it and you look forward to it. But a lot of what ice fishing media discusses, and frankly, it's their focus, is like that hardcore ice belt, your Minnesota, your Wisconsin, Michigan, Canada, all that sort of stuff where they have those super long ice seasons. And frankly, the way you approach lakes in that area versus the way you would approach a lake here in some of these southern areas are just completely different. Yep. I mean, for number one, those are natural lakes. And at least in Iowa, most of our lakes are not natural.
Yep.
And I think that kind of spans along a lot of that southern ice belt. But
Yeah, and you bring up a good point too. Like we're based out of the Des Moines metro area. It's central Iowa, south central Iowa.
Yep.
We fish a lot of the central Iowa lakes. We fish a lot of heavily pressured lakes.
Yep.
We fish a lot of urban lakes that are, you know, little specks on a map for, you know, mostly panfish, catfish.
Yep.
Get in some walleyes and some of that stuff too. But really the way we fish, I think, is pretty unique to how we do it in this podcast, especially.
I mean, I think of our northern listeners, if you wanted to understand kind of what our ice was like down here, you just could think of like your first ice, like early ice.
Yeah, like
that's just here all the time.
Yeah, the first like, week that you're out.
We only have early ice here. Like that, I think I could recall here in Des Moines area, the thickest ice I ever remember seeing is 18 inches.
Yeah.
And that was like rare.
That's a long winter right there.
Yeah. I think last year maybe we got 10. Yeah. Was the thickest it got.
Yep.
But now it's been interesting kind of how we've morphed a little bit in the podcast. Now that we've got, so when we first started doing this podcast, we were fairly freshly married, no kids, really kind of just a little bit more hardcore into, you know, going after it, doing the tournament thing and all that.
Yeah, we fished a lot.
It's been an interesting change in how we approach fishing now with our kids.
Yep.
Because now we both have sons that are 3 and 4 years old. Thomas, I think if I'm in town, he's going to go fishing with us every time now.
Oh, yeah. He's all about it.
Is how do you approach getting them into it and enjoying it? making sure they're having fun while not getting wet and cold.
Yep.
And crying.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. And that's something where, you know, a lot of the guys we catch up with, you know, friends around the area, other ice fishermen, and even other, you know, other podcasters as well. You know, we get along with them very well, and
yep.
and enjoy working together as much as we can. And you know, there's only so many folks that want to listen to two dudes in a basement talking about ice fishing. So.
And well, and frankly, there's only so much we can talk about. You know, like this is our fourth year. You got to morph and change a little bit.
Yep. But yeah, definitely go back and listen to some of those older episodes. I enjoy yeah. listening to those. Just to listen to our tactics, what we, you know, kind of the mindset we had, at that time. And it's always evolving, always changing. The sport's changing. And of course in the last, I feel like three, four years almost with this podcast, the sport's just blown up.
Yep.
You know, the amount of people that are participating in ice fishing is just huge now. A lot more pressure on lakes, a lot more technology available that helps you catch more fish.
Yep.
And just, a push to be selective on harvesting fish, I think, is important. Talk about the conservation aspect there. So we enjoy talking with our DNR friends and just learning more about what it takes to keep the fishing, you know, substantial within the,
yeah.
the lakes that
so
we fish.
So you're catching something you're happy with. I mean,
yes,
frankly, here or in the Des Moines Metro, I mean, we don't have to go far and I can catch a 9-inch bluegill pretty quick.
Yep.
We don't have to go far and we can pick up a few walleyes. We can go pick up a couple. Well, we didn't have to go very far and you caught, what, that 4-pound bass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, it doesn't take much. If you're happy with what you catch or happy to catch, you know, anything.
Oh, yeah.
Situation.
And especially when you got your kids out with you, like you gotta keep them engaged.
Dude, if we caught that.
You cannot be in a dink lake with nothing in it.
If we caught that bass through the ice and the boys were out, they would freaking shit their pants.
Mm-hmm. That'd be game over. They'd be just giddy and we'd have to go home. Maybe.
Poking their eyeball. Thomas is really into poking their eyeball for some reason. Jeez. I don't know what to think of that.
Just see what happens to it, right? Why not?
So Ben, I got a question for you. Two-pronged question here. Number one, what's your favorite memory from last season?
Yep.
And what do you look forward to this season?
Those are great questions, Brett. I love it. Yeah. You're always good for a couple of good ones. So last year is really a unique season, for us and me, you know, me especially, we had a newborn in October. So that was a really cool experience. Just going from one to two is,
yeah, you know, a little challenging.
It's challenging.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, still great to get out, stuck around pretty local. We got away on a nice, trip up on to Northeast Iowa on the Mississippi River as well. But really my favorite trip was definitely the one with the boys.
Yeah.
And getting them on Big Creek.
Yeah, that stuck out in my mind as well.
You know, that's a local lake that we fish from time to time, and you know, it was one of those things where kind of the stars lined up, I feel like.
Yeah.
It was cold, but it wasn't too cold. There's snow on the ground, but not too much.
Yeah.
You know, it
was, and we caught fish right away.
Yes. the lake was busy, but it wasn't too busy.
Yeah.
You
it was
know,
a little bit windy, but not terrible.
The nap times all lined up and the kids could all get out at the same time. Yeah. Like, yes.
And they behaved.
Yep.
Like, I really liked it, just putting them in the shack, leaving the shack flipped and just pulling the shack down.
They loved that.
Down the ice.
Yep. Yep, they loved it. Yeah, so that'd probably be my favorite memory. Just, you know, as the boys get older, that's going to get a little bit easier taking them out.
Yep.
But that was the first time when it was really like, okay, we could do this. Like, we're not necessarily hindering our fish catching abilities.
No.
You know, to much of a degree having the boys out. So that was the first time I was like, okay, all right.
Yeah.
I like this. I can get used to this. And then this season, I want to try some new things. Have some things in mind that I want to try out and just been wanting to do for a little while. Some involves a little bit of travel, but nothing,
give me a little
nothing
taste.
Too crazy. I don't want to spoil it. We got to keep people hanging on for
well,
the
geez,
rest
that
of the
was
season.
A non-answer on that question.
I don't want to give it away yet, Brett. You might turn me down right away and then I'd just be like, oh.
No, I don't know. Maybe.
But it'll be a good season. I feel like everyone's fired up already. All the Facebook groups are popping with people,
yeah.
You know, talking about getting prepared.
It's the season for shack mods right now.
Yes.
Like if you're thinking about modifying yep. your shack at all, now is the time to be thinking about it.
Yep.
Figure out what you want.
Fire it up. Get it going. A lot of diesel heater questions.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that cracks me up a little bit because it wasn't that long ago people were like, "Oh, those things are pieces of junk. You'll never. Why did you ever do them?" And now every question is, "I think I'm going to get a diesel heater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this will be the. Is this the third season now?
That you had yours?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. Man. Still going strong.
Going strong.
Yeah.
The Chinese diesel heater. Just can't beat it. Wouldn't have it any other way. So, yeah, check out our other episodes. Check out our Facebook page as well. We have a lot of good history on there.
Yep. Instagram.
You know, if you want to see what we look like, check out our website, shortrodshow.com.
Yep.
We're all on there. But
if you want to see the gear we use, we also have a list of the gear on there.
Yep. Probably need to update that. Seems like
I've changed some gear around.
Some cool gear.
Yeah.
Change that up. But Brett, I'll pose the same question to you. And you can't say the boys trip.
Well, I was going to say that was the one I was thinking of when I was going to say it.
What's a close runner up?
I mean, the one short trip I had after work.
Yeah.
And just pounded some cats. Yep. Right in front of like three or four other dudes out there fishing. I really enjoyed that. It's a little like, I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's a personal achievement thing. Yeah. It's hey, I know what the heck I'm doing.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I mean, it was just like a random 3 o'clock in the afternoon sort of deal on waxworms, and there was just a little ball of catfish, and they were just hammering. And they were like 3 or 4 pounders.
They're nice fish.
Yeah. So that's a runner-up. And then the Mississippi.
Yeah. We had a lot of fun on the Mississippi, just getting out away.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a good time. I like that area a lot. It's just totally different.
Are we going to try to do that again this year? Guttenberg again, you think?
Yeah, so the place that we stayed at is not available.
Oh.
At all. Like, they just dropped it off for the whole winter.
It won't be come back this summer?
Oh, the place that we stayed at?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, but it's not going to be available for a winter trip?
Yeah. So.
Well, maybe Murray's Bait will know something.
Yeah, need to find some new living arrangements up there.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yep. But yeah, I really like that area. And the Mississippi is just, there's a little bit of everything in there.
Yep.
It's fun. The opportunities are endless.
Yeah, looking forward to this year. I think, obviously getting Thomas and Henry out a little bit more.
Yep.
Seeing kind of how they grow. Thomas is just blown up in fishing now.
Oh, yeah.
He's all in. He'll run a spinning reel now.
Does he really?
He runs an ice fishing spinning reel.
Really casting that
thing. He took it to preschool the other day for a show and tell.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. They didn't let him cast it. Teacher said no.
No. All tangled up.
That was the first thing around. He said when he came back. I was like, oh, so how'd that go? He's like, Miss Michelle wouldn't let me cast it.
Oh, man. Bummer. What does that teacher know about ice fishing? Come on. You got to show it off.
I cut the hook off. I mean, it was just a little.
That's good. Yeah.
I put a little weight on the end of it.
Yeah.
So he could cast it. She said no. That was pretty funny.
That's awesome. He's well on his way. I love that.
That and, there's a new ice fishing tournament in the state.
I saw that.
I don't know what it's called,
but
I'll look it up.
They're really hyping it up. I like that.
They've got four locations. I'm kind of interested in maybe trying to get back into the tournament game a little bit.
Ooh.
I'll have a little bit of vacation. It's Big Creek Badger, Brushy, and
the other lake.
12 Mile.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't remember.
So a good Central Iowa-based tournament then, basically. All those places are within an hour and a half of here.
Yeah, I think that'll be awesome.
Yep, that's pretty cool.
So maybe getting out, checking that out again.
Yep.
Try to fish a few Southern Iowa lakes this year, maybe if we get enough ice.
Yep. It's kind of the holy grail is getting out there the right
time. That's still, if you want my number one hot tip, of fishing in Iowa is
go south
when you can.
Yep That's cool. Well, hopefully you guys are enjoying the podcast. We enjoy having all the comments that everyone has on our Facebook page, all the messages that we get. I love that,
and that's almost all year round anymore.
I love getting a message from somebody that's like, hey, just found you guys, going back through season one. I'm like,
skip season one, maybe. I can't hardly listen to it.
Cringy. Okay, start at season two. So start at season two.
Yeah.
And, you know, tell me a little bit more about this, or how do you break down a lake like this, or I want to go fish here. What do you think?
That's when we really hit our stride.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can make up stories with the best of them. Take it for what it's worth. It's free.
Yep, for sure.
But no, we're two normal dudes just having a good time. We try and put out an episode every week.
Sundays at 9.
Yep, Sundays at 9.
RIP In-Depth Outdoors. Yeah. That's where we got that time frame from.
Yes, we wanted to just be right in the thick of it.
Yeah.
Now they're, RIP for sure.
We
didn't outlast them, but.
No. Yeah, we're still going.
Yeah. Yep, maybe we'll get 17 seasons.
I don't know. Maybe.
You never know. You never know. Oh, good stuff.
So, how has your fishing summer been?
My fishing summer was mixed. And I say that because I feel like there were very high highs and then not a lot of activity otherwise.
Mm.
So
it was good when you got out is what you're saying.
Yeah,
but you didn't get out as often as you would have liked.
Yeah, a group of us went up to Canada. We fished on Lac Seul.
Ooh.
In June, which that was fantastic. A lot of fun.
Sounds terrible.
A lot of fun. I'm still mixed on it though. That's the thing.
What do you mean? If you're going to go back?
Yeah. No, I'll go back. But okay. It's not an every year kind of trip to me. I think a group's going to go up there next year.
Yeah. Too. Sean and Brandon sound like they're all in.
Yeah. Cause the fishing is top notch. I mean, if you just want to go there and fish and catch walleye,
you almost just catch too many fish. It sounds like.
Yes. Jigging a minnow. Right.
Yeah. And this is boring.
And I like jigging a minnow with anybody, but after, 3 days of that.
Yeah.
Okay. I know the program. We're good. We know the spots.
You want the challenge.
Basically any spot.
Yeah.
And some are a little bit better than others, but, so that was kind of Northwest Ontario area. It's about 12, 13 hour trip from here. And by the time we had a truck breakdown on the way out of town, forgot some stuff, had to stop multiple times, more than what we planned, made it across the freaking line at the border, drive in there, get groceries, find out the Walmart doesn't have all the food we want, go to the little grocery store, then start heading up. Like, geez, it was 16 hour.
Just dog and pony show.
At least.
Yeah.
And then by the time we were looking for the liquor store, we're like, okay, we might as well just take our time now because we're not going to get there before dark. So whatever. And it was probably a two hour drive on a 2-lane highway with no houses, it's just middle of forest.
No
towns anywhere. It's just, if you got stuck there,
fuel up before you leave.
You are screwed. Yep.
Yeah.
And then on the way home, blew a trailer bearing out. I almost lost a wheel on a boat trailer. That was fun.
Yeah.
Yep.
Luckily that was in the state side though.
It was. Yep. Yeah. If that would have been on that 2-lane, oof, not good.
Would have blocked the whole 2-lane.
I know. That'd be bad. That'd be bad. But yeah, saw a couple moose up there, stayed at a nice place. Just had a good trip. So that was a highlight for sure of the summer. But then when I got back home, it was like, I didn't switch the live scope back from my portable.
Get it on the boat.
Nope. Oh. I had it on the boat before that.
Oh, sure.
Used it a couple times, not much. And then took it off to put it on a portable to take up to Canada.
Hmm.
And then after that, just I went out maybe 3 times. Not much. So not
dang.
Not great experience otherwise, but I've been busy doing other stuff. So
yeah.
I did get the boat painted this year. So that was
a big forgot deal about that. Yeah.
At
yeah.
the beginning of the season. So I kind of pulled it out a little bit early in March and got, a lot of it sanded down, spent a bunch of time prepping, priming, painting it, multiple coats, all that stuff. It turned out pretty good. I was happy with it.
Still looks good?
Yeah.
Hasn't faded or chipped off or anything?
Nope. It's all clear coated over the top. It's not like a gel coat or anything. Super tough, but it's an aluminum boat that's just going to get scratched up. So,
It's
all good.
It's a tank.
Yep.
Yep. Nice.
Yeah. So that was cool. But otherwise the summer fishing was just kind of, it was there, but it took a backseat to some other things and that's okay.
Yeah,
I'm good with that. Now I'm geared up and pumped up for ice.
Nice.
That's really when the magic happens.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
And then you've been out a little bit.
I've had the opposite. Dude, I've fished more.
Man,
this,
you've been dogging
I've done more bank fishing this summer than I've ever banked fish in my entire life. Well, Thomas, every night, he's just like, Dad, let's go fishing.
Every night.
And so if Becca's home, I'm like, all right, let's go. Let's do it. Let's go. Well, I mean, we don't always catch something, but a couple memorable ones. So I really like taking them over to
the pond that we were at.
Yep. Pond's where I met you guys at, because there's a park right there.
Yes.
So Gwen can go play at the park. Thomas can go fishing.
Yep.
I just throw them in a life. There's something too. I don't know if it's the little kid's fishing pole or how a kid reels, but that kid catches a fish every time he goes to that spot.
That's great.
And that is like the most public, like,
oh yeah, it's right in the middle of town.
Spot.
It's right across from a school.
Well, not even the pond itself. Like that spot, the grass, the weeds are beat down.
Is it right by the pavilion?
The little pavilion spot right there.
Yeah. There's always
every time there. He catches a fish off of that thing. And I'll take Gwen up to go swing or something like that. And 5 seconds later, I'll look around. He's like, I got one. Oh, and he's holding up either a bass or a bluegill off his fishing pole. And I'm like,
that's awesome.
Holy smokes. I think the best one we did this summer was, so we went over to Prairie Lakes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that, but whatever.
A local Ankeny pond.
Yeah, local Ankeny pond by some apartments and stuff. And we were going to try to catfish.
Okay.
Well, we quickly switched. Oh, actually, no, I take that back. Yeah, the first time we went there, we were going to try to catfish. We noticed there's a pile of carp in that one pond.
Oh, yeah.
And they were just surfacing like crazy. So we tried to switch gears and try to catch a carp. Didn't work out. So the next night, we went back to that same place with corn and everything, ready to try to catch a couple carp. So we went over by those two pipes way in the back corner.
Yep.
I cast out there. And while I was waiting, Thomas was eating our corn. Yeah. So I ran out of bait.
Then kid ate it all.
He was getting hungry and ate the bait. But didn't catch any carp. Caught two turtles.
Two turtles?
Yeah.
On corn.
Caught one on a bobber. Turtle on a bobber. And the one was on the bottom.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. That's two snapping turtles. Right there. Yep. Broke my Fenwick. Broke the tip off.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. That's the second time it's broke.
On a turtle.
Yeah.
Are you sending it back in?
No, I hadn't yet.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can I send it again in?
I bet I've
already sent it in one time for warranty.
Is it one piece?
No, two piece.
Two piece? Oh, yeah. They'll just send you a new two piece.
Yeah.
The second piece or whatever. Dang, on a turtle. Didn't know there's that many turtles around there. You catch two in one night?
Yeah, we caught two of them. Yeah, yeah. They were definitely different ones. One was a pretty big bass, and the other one was a medium-sized one.
Dang.
But pretty pumped. Thomas don't want to go back to that one. He's like, nah, there's just a bunch of turtles in that pond, Dad.
He doesn't believe there's yeah. No, I mean, that lake has a lot of different stuff then.
Then we ran into you guys out at Sailorville.
Yep.
And we caught white bass.
Yep.
We caught two white bass and a drum while we were out there.
Oh, yeah.
We were just the poor kids on the bank fishing from shore. And
we're cruising by in the boat, and I'm like, oh, dang, look at those guys over there fishing. Oh, shoot, that's Brett. Yeah, that's funny. We roll in, bomb your whole spot on our way in. And
fishing with worms.
Yep. Yep.
Thomas really didn't think we were going to catch anything in that spot. He was pretty surprised.
Was he really?
Caught that first white bass.
Jeez, he's a skeptic. Well,
so what it is
he's spoiled.
He considers Sailorville the ocean. If we're going to Sailorville, he calls it, we're going to the ocean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he said, there's no fish to catch in the ocean.
Okay.
Just sharks.
Generally is true. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, we did catch three. Like, Dad, I didn't think we were going to catch anything out there.
Pretty dang good. That's awesome.
So now,
the ocean.
The most recent problem we have, so we've been fishing, I'm just going to say the west side of town.
Okay.
I'm not going to say this.
Say another lake in town.
The west side of town, those ponds. What's been perfect is the water's been a little low.
Yep.
So then there's a perfect little path inside the weeds
that
we can walk, and he's not just eating weeds the whole time.
Yep.
And I broke his fishing pole.
Oh, shit.
He got tangled up, and I got it on tangled, and I went to cast it back out, and I broke the push button off the fishing pole. Shit. He was pretty fired up about that. But otherwise, we'd be catching a few bass off that weed line.
Yep.
But, yeah.
Yeah, so, the water is super low at all these ponds.
And now I can't. Year. I mean, I'm sure I can order one off of Amazon, but.
Oh, the push button?
Yeah, we're on the.
Or the reel?
Yeah, it was just the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're on our, fifth fishing pole.
Yeah.
But. Or earlier this year is when he lost his green one. Fish pulled it in the water.
Oh, really?
Poor guy, yeah.
Jeez, you have had an eventful fishing
season.
Oh, dude,
season. I told you. I mean, it's just from the bank. It's not like we're doing anything crazy, but.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've been fishing like crazy.
That's funny.
And then, we ran into you guys and you caught that big bass.
Yep.
Thomas still talks about that.
That was a nice fish.
Yeah, that was a little hectic with three kids running around.
Yeah, and my son Henry, he wasn't so sure about it.
That was a big old bass.
That was the biggest fish he had seen in person, and you know the look on his face where he's just like,
oh, yeah,
this is like, I don't know whether to be scared or what.
What to think of that?
This is not what I thought was coming out.
Yeah, I got the video of that, and Thomas likes to watch it every so often. And yeah, it's funny. Henry, you hear Henry go, Thomas is like, that's a bluegill. And Henry comes up the hill and he's like, no, that's a big old bass.
He's gone through this kick where everything is big old. Everything's big and old. You know, doesn't matter what it is. That's a big old bass.
And I'm just eating that sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Sat there and ate a sandwich the whole time. Till
still had the sandwich there in his hand when he was telling Thomas that was a big old bass.
Yep. Yeah, that's good stuff. That was a fun trip.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that wasn't even a trip. We just happened to run into you out there on the water while we were at the park.
Yeah, it was a nice morning. It was like, well, let's go out and check out a couple spots.
Yep.
That's a good one, too, because it's pretty close by our house.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if they're ready to go, it's just...
Oh, yeah.
And you can fish it in 30 seconds, and you know
yeah
what's going to happen.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Well, we got a couple gifts on the old pool table here.
Yeah, yeah.
Which one do you want to start with?
Oh, we can start with the rods. Yeah, let's start with the Cat Daddy stuff, actually.
Cat Daddy.
Because I want to hear the story on that one. I know the story on the rods.
I love it. I love it. So if you'll remember back in past seasons, we had an episode called The Cat Daddy.
Yep.
And that was Brett's deep dive into ice fishing for catfish.
Cats.
And that's your jam. We caught a...
Channel cats, to be specific.
Yeah, channel cats. Yep. Yeah. We caught a nice channel cat on... a podcast.
Dude, that was awesome. Yeah.
In the middle of a little, you know, spot of a lake.
Still my favorite episode, probably.
Yeah. A few miles from where we live. So that was pretty cool. So Brett is definitely the cat daddy. And I was looking for, you know, some cat memorabilia. And I found this little company called Cat Daddy LLC. We're not sponsored by them.
Is it cat? Oh, yeah, it does say LLC on there.
They're out of DeWitt, Iowa, which is, for anybody that doesn't know where that's at, that's southeastern Iowa, I guess.
I'd say eastern.
Eastern Iowa.
Yeah.
But towards the south. Off the Mississippi. It's by the Mississippi River. Apparently also by the Wapsie.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, probably where the Wapsie dumps into the Mississippi. Yep.
And I saw their site, and I'm like, okay, this is pretty cool. And I started reading more into it. I was like... this sounds pretty legit. So they have Diddy poles, which for those of you that don't understand what that is, it's a pole that you stick into the bank as a set line, and then you mark it, you know, depending on your regulations, whatever, have your name and address on it, whatever. And then you leave it overnight, and then you come back the next day and see if you got a fish on it.
Yep. Kind of like a trap.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. But then they had these cool Cat Daddy towels.
Which dude, this these towel are like is huge.
A slime specific towel. So you clip it on
your belt. I do like this over like the microfiber striker towels.
Yeah, yeah. It's more like, it's kind of like a dish towel.
But I mean, by the time I hang that on my thing, that's huge. That thing's going to be dangling down by my ankle.
You might want to hang it up here.
Hanging off my shoulders. Actually, hanging off the strap of my bib. Mm-hmm. That might not be too bad.
So I got Brett a Cat Daddy slime towel, which... If you're catfishing, you want to wipe your hands off,
especially in the winter.
Yep, yep. Keep your wool fingerless gloves from getting all slimy. Brett's favorite, and then Cat Daddy T-shirt, which has a picture of a big old flathead on it.
I really like this.
Yeah, the koozie camo with koozie.
So bad day to be a catfish.
Yeah, they threw that in with a couple stickers, which I always appreciate that when you're buying from somebody. A fishing company, and they don't throw in a couple stickers or something.
Yeah,
throw in your cooler.
That's free advertising. Well, not free. I mean, somebody had to pay for those stickers, but
yeah, absolutely. So cheap advertising. I thought that was very fitting. You can get a lot of use out of that towel because I know you could dry your dang kids off after a bath in that thing.
I might have to. Might have to.
You can just clip it on, carry it around with you. But yeah, so shout out to Cat Daddy LLC. If you guys listen to this, that'd be cool. Send us a note.
Yeah, we'll get you on the podcast.
Yeah, because the catfish stuff just intrigues me. The different ways that people, you know, have to find catfish, catch them.
Yeah,
you know, the different
specifically parts they know of anything Iowa, about catching them through the ice.
Oh yeah,
we'll talk to you. We'll talk your ear off on that.
Yep, yep. That'd be cool.
Yeah, thanks,
that'd
Ben.
Be sweet. absolutely.
Add to the arsenal.
Yep. Add her in. Put her on the pile of t-shirts.
Yeah, I'll wear that tomorrow.
There you go. Perfect.
All right. Next thing we got up is, so we had Rod Builder on earlier, or last year, last season over.
Yep.
Was that, did we air those over Christmas or Thanksgiving?
It might have been Thanksgiving.
So we had Sean Tran with Saki Fishing on, and he builds ice fishing rods. And so this summer I was like, you know what would be freaking sweet? It's some Short Rod Show Edition ice fishing rods. And this was like in like June that I messaged Sean. I'm like, hey, what do you think about doing this? And he's like, hell yeah, we can do that. So I put together, him and I worked together on these two rods. Basically what I wanted to try to mimic, because I know Ben likes the bullwhip a lot, was to do the best we could do to mimic the bullwhip action. So super light tip right into some backbone. Basically,
like this thing is a bullwhip for sure. This is like,
I think he nailed it.
When I held it, I was like, this is legit.
Yeah, like you cannot hold that tip still.
Oh my god.
And then what we ended up having to, I went with these black rubber grips that I'm pretty happy with. We kind of tested and looked at a couple different kinds, some cork, more foam, that sort of stuff. But I really liked kind of this light rubber that he had, just from a grip standpoint. And then he, for the custom portion, he got Short Rod Show put on the rod blank. And then, you know how like our logo has like that kind of cracker eyes, little cracked broken ice. Ass. Yeah, cracked ice looking deal. We tried to replicate that the best through the rod blank as well. I think it turned out pretty sick.
It turned out fantastic. Yeah. This is like, I mean, we're going to fish with these rods, but this is like
something you want to put on the shelf or something instead.
Next level stuff. we'll snap a picture of these and post it up as our thumbnail for this episode. Yeah. That's pretty
cool. Get Sean back on the podcast this fall.
Yeah, and what's cool about Sean too, he lives
four blocks from
me, which is cool, but locally owned business. He does it part time right now.
Just builds it in his basement.
Builds rods in his basement. Does a lot to support local fishing.
Yep.
You know. And all the local products from around the Midwest and Iowa especially. So shout out to Sean. Good job on these rods, dude.
Yeah, these are sick.
This is awesome. I'll message you later and thank you because these are sweet. They have the Saki Fishing logo and the butt end of the rod.
Yeah.
It's a split grip. You got your custom.
Well, I thought that would be, I don't know. I mean, I'm not one that usually runs a lot of rods, but I feel like I like the split grip when I've tried them. Sure.
And then Brett and I picked out some schoolie rods or schoolie reels already. We'll have to modify them a little bit, but I like that. I'm definitely doing
schoolie reel on there.
Yeah. Yep. Doing schoolie.
I do have a rod case to put these in, though, so that'll be good. Don't break that tip.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That'd be heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's super cool. Well, thank you.
Yeah. These do not come with a warranty.
That's a great idea.
Don't break.
Oh, they don't have a lifetime warranty.
They do not have a warranty. Yeah. They do not have a warranty.
You never know what could happen to these babies. I feel like you can't hardly even break them.
Oh, Sean said right away, he's like, yeah, why don't you be careful with the tip on those things?
Oh, that's fantastic.
And then Thomas came with me to go pick them up, and I handed them to him, and he immediately put them in the floor. And I was like, oh, get that out of there, bud.
Tapping on stuff. Just having a good old time.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome. Yep, we got the Cat Daddy and the Short Rod Show Saki Fishing Rods. For this season, so that'll be cool.
Thomas was pretty bummed that he didn't get an ice fishing pole because he likes fishing with that one with the open face reel on
it. We need to just go garage sailing for some.
Yeah,
just stock them up in bulk.
Yeah,
just get some cheap rods for him, let him bang them around.
Well, he likes to drop down the fishing hole also.
Yeah, well, that's where this foam I think would float a little bit.
Well, yeah, until you put a reel on it, that's the problem.
A schoolie reel.
Ooh, okay.
Ultra lightweight.
Okay,
here we go.
Sure.
Something like that. Would we mount the schoolie reel up top?
Sideways? No, underneath. Or sideways.
Sideways?
Yeah. Well, I think I'd mount it, you know, so it's underneath, but I would just fish with it sideways, I think.
Yep.
Though you can still reel it.
Oh, I like that. That's super light, too.
So yep.
Just sticking the schoolie reel on there.
Yep.
So, yeah, we stocked up on schoolie reels up at Murray's Bait and Tackle in Guttenberg last season.
We should get them on.
$4.
They do a podcast. We should get them on this year.
Isn't his name Ben, too?
I don't remember. Might have been.
Anyway, popular podcaster name. I like it. That's pretty cool. Yeah, so we have a good season plan. What are some other things you want to cover this season?
I don't know. I mean, typically the way we set up our structure, our season is that first half. So from now until Christmas, we do a lot of gear.
Yep.
And then from Christmas on, we do a lot of fishing tactics.
Yep.
So, and that really just kind of aligns with our fishing season because we might get a little bit of fishable ice in December, but yeah, typically it's pretty sketchy. Touchy.
Yep.
Yep. So really our ice fishing doesn't start till January and pretty much wraps up at the end of February.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, it's kind of fast and furious there for a couple months.
Yeah.
You know, really, really got to get after it to stay.
But the problem is, I mean, really, you know, we really shouldn't start doing this podcast until probably December 1st.
Yeah, true. But true. That'd be smart.
You just get the itch and pumped up about it. Actually, now I'm pumped up about it. I got a deer last weekend, so I'm ready to.
Yeah, now you're turning the page.
Now to turn the page. Yeah, because I'm all deer hunting until I get that deer down, and then I can turn the page.
Yep. Mission accomplished. Now on to the next thing.
Yeah, that was quite the adventure.
Do you want to talk about your deer?
I don't want to give away any spots.
I was gonna say, I think you would be very hard to not give it away.
He'd be
we just went up by the...
we'd have to start blurping stuff out.
Mm-hmm. Did you get any of your ice gear ready this year? Have you done anything?
I got my shack down the other day.
You did?
To get my gimbal to hang my deer in the garage.
There you go.
Because I put it in the shack.
Yep, yep.
I picked up a schoolie the other day and put it back in my bag. Otherwise, I haven't done anything.
Nice.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, me neither. Absolutely, like nothing.
Yeah.
My LiveScope battery is still where it was when I was in Canada in June. So hopefully that's good.
Nice.
Both my lithium shuttles, they're, I don't know, they might be toast. I didn't do anything with them over the summer. So we'll see.
I don't think you have to charge lithium so bad. It's not like lead acid.
I feel like I'm on borrowed time with them anyway. We're reading all the issues that people have with them.
Are they starting to
just battery packs
fizzle out?
They're lithium, some lipo battery versus a lithium ion and all
that. Oh, that's kind of a bummer.
We'll see.
They sold a hell of a lot of those things.
I know.
To be crapping out.
How long? So,
when did you buy your first one?
Oh, that was 20. It had to be like 2019, 2018.
Well, that's not that old. That's kind of a bummer.
That's old and ice fishing years.
Not
5 years.
Not in schoolie years.
4 years. No, schoolies are forever. We got one on the wall that's super old.
That is forever.
Yeah. But no, I feel like there's a lot of good gear that came out this year. Maybe not quite as much as
you
last
think?
Year.
I haven't seen any...
You haven't been watching the right YouTube guys.
Oh, I guess I haven't been watching any YouTube. Yep. I was looking for the ice fishing magazines.
No, that'll be a little while.
I say I haven't seen any of that yet.
Yep. No, there's some cool stuff. Different augers, which... I don't know how much better we can get with augers, but they're really, really good
be
for
life.
Some better augers.
It's just got to be battery life at that point.
And just weight. Some of those
weight, sure.
Some of the, you know, 40 volt range augers are like 13, 14 pounds. I don't know how you can really.
I don't know how you're going to get any lighter.
What are you running? Like plastic gears, plastic.
Yeah, it's just going to start falling apart on you pretty quick.
No.
Yeah. You can already see the battery platforms change pretty quickly.
Yep.
That's a problem.
Yep.
If your battery craps out, you need a new one.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. That's a big deal. But yeah, we'll talk on a lot of gear stuff coming up here. Excited to talk about that. And then, get into tactics later on and hopefully get out on the ice.
Fishing. Maybe my own ice.
Yes.
We'll get into that another time.
Yeah, maybe we won't give that away yet. But Brett's got a hotline on some fresh
territory. Might have my own pond before too long.
Mm-hmm. That'd be awesome. Get the kids out there.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Otherwise, it'll be a good fourth season.
Fourth
season.
Number four.
Yeah, you guys can follow us anywhere you get your podcasts, and it should just drop right in there every Sunday at 9.
Yep.
You have a fresh episode if you want to listen to it on your way to work on Monday, on your way to the ice on Sunday.
Whenever.
Absolutely. That's how we like it.
That's all I got for you, Ben.
Awesome. We'll catch you next time on
The Short Rod Show.